Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney and joined by me is Cole.
Hello, hello.
And returning from the dead, we have Mr. Will.
Returning from the dead. You mean back for a one-time, limited-time engagement.
Oh, man.
I'll be back.
Yeah, you've been at work quite a bit and a little bit exhausted, so thanks for joining us on our 100th episode for the podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the future when the show I'm working on right now actually hits the internet, I guess I would say, because it's not going to be on TV.
Yes.
And, it's not going to be on TV?
No, then everyone can hear me bitch and gripe, and I can complain about how stupid my bosses can be.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm excited for this shade. It's going to be good. Okay, guys, so today, as I'm sure most of you are, is the day that we'll announce the winner of our contest. So we don't have a winner yet. We were just glancing over the comments on the Facebook page, and we have some ideas. So I think what we'll do is we like all of your guys' entries, so we might like switch some words around.
Except the ones that are going to get us sued.
Fair. But yeah, so we like all of them, so we'll mix some names around, and if one of your words is mixed in with the final name, then we'll just give you an esports jersey. It'll be fine. So we'll probably give away possibly two.
Can I still enter?
Oh, I want to still enter too. I'm going to put mine in.
You guys are getting one. This is my like crew gift for the Christmas.
That doesn't mean we still can't enter.
I guess. But, all right. Anyways, so yeah, we'll get into that, and we're going to talk about Smash Bros. Announced a new fighter pass, so we're going to talk about that, because Cole is raving about this.
Freaking out. Don't worry, I'll freak out to you too.
All right, guys. All that fun stuff coming up right now. All right, guys, so Super Smash Bros. Ultimate has released a second fighter pass, or not released, has announced a second fighter pass on the 30th of January. And it's available for pre-order now, but we won't see most of the characters until the end of next year, 2021, December.
Yeah, no kidding. Look how long it took for friggin' Byleth to come out. The Gamer Pass has been out for like 2 years. It took forever.
Yeah. But, Cole, you were saying some interesting stuff before we started recording about how Sakurai didn't want to do this in the past.
I mean, like, in previous games, like, I guess the only previous game that they were really adding characters to was Wii U, but they kind of, like, Sakurai doesn't really like, to mess up the balance. Like, he like I say in previous Smash Bros. Games, he wants a game where you can like sit down with like your kid or your grandma and just have like a friendly fighting game. It doesn't have to be a huge competition or all of this meta and everything. Like he just wants to make like it's like just a fun fighting game. So the more characters you add, it kind of like, you know, messes around with things and messes up the meta. He doesn't want like one character to be so much better than the other, and every time you make a character, it might throw everything off. So they usually didn't really like adding in a lot of characters. And now this Gamer Pass has six new characters, I think. I think it said six. expand your roster with even more, 6 additional playable fighters. So, I mean, like, I thought after this pass, like, I thought that was it. I was like, that this is all we're getting, and the last character we're getting is Byleth, and that sucks. And then this came out, so it's amazing.
Well, kind of building onto that, I think that Sakurai has now acknowledged a bit more of the pro community of Smash Brothers, because, I mean, they've added in mechanics for, they've added in a whole thing with perfect shielding and, you know, all the little technical things that the pro players do. They've added a little thing into the game that actually acknowledges that you've done these things, right?
So yeah.
So I think this is, I think Sakurai is kind of a, you know, he knows that this is the future of video games is DLC, and he jumped on the bandwagon finally.
I also think that Nintendo has a lot to do with it, because I think, like, before it was kind of Sakurai on his own, you know, he was the guy behind it, and now Nintendo for this one has really hopped on board, and I think they're getting in on a lot of these characters, like they're putting in their input. And they're asking for certain things, so I think it's not just him, but it's also Nintendo being like, "All right, buddy, start pumping them out," you know.
That's probably true, because they just did the same thing with Pokemon Sword and Shield now too. So
that's what I was going to mention, is I think with the new heads of Nintendo, they're trying to force the hands of their developers.
Yeah, which I mean, sometimes it's not very good, but because then you get like how people are angry, like we talked about the Pokemon Go DLC, or sorry, the Pokemon Sword and Shield DLC, and I was like, I'm glad that there's new Pokemon coming, and then after we finished the podcast, I read some comments, and people are like, you Nintendo hacks, you're making us pay for stuff that's already in the game, and everybody was freaking out about it, and I was like, oh, our opinion was, yeah, we like it. So yeah, it's kind of a good thing or a bad thing.
But the thing too is, like, if we look at the history of Game Freak, they always release, we have Sword and Shield. What's going to come out next? Mace?
Well, no.
Morningstar? Morningstar. Yeah. It's going to be Morningstar.
That's pretty funny.
That's literally what they do. I see now that they can do the DLC, and the Switch can actually allow that. There's a lot more options for them without having to now release a third game.
Well, yeah.
They can expand the story.
Well, yeah, and those kids that were complaining about Nintendo shaking us down for money, not like those guys didn't go out and fucking buy Pokemon Emerald or Pokemon Platinum or any of the secondary.
Exactly. Yeah. I did.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to buy the DLC as well. Like, it's the same freaking thing. You're just, they're doing it in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm glad that we're getting, like, it's not just, like, you buy the Pokemon Pass and you get, like, 10 new Pokemon. Like, you get 200 Pokemon. Sure, some of them were in the game, but you also get, like, it looks like pretty extensive regions and new mechanics, like the Tundra mechanic. They were saying they're adding a bunch of, like the battle something or other in it as well. I should look that up, so I'm not just spouting out stuff. But there's so much more to it. They're adding chunks of the map and
things that
add to the game.
What excites me the most is the alternate version of the legendary birds, which is what I assume. Yeah. Oh, that looks so good. Yeah.
I was trying to find a picture of them right now just so I could stare at them again.
Yeah.
I like the alternate version of the original starters, like the.
Yo, yeah. Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle.
Yeah.
Or was it? No, it was Mudkip.
Venusaur.
Oh, yeah.
And Blastoise, but I don't know about. I didn't see one of Charizard. It just showed.
It's because Charizard looks the most badass, and that's the one fans want to see the most, so they're going to tease. They didn't want to tease him enough, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
They screwed up, though. You got to admit, Slowpoke looks freaking stupid.
I didn't see... what's the Slowbro version look like?
You only see the tail, and to me, it looks like it's freaking Kangaskhan.
It's got like frosted like hair, like they're from California.
Yeah, and Slowking looks like he's wearing a cape.
That's pretty. I'm a sucker for Slowking.
He's gone full on gothic. He's gonna have some black eyeliner because I can't see his face.
I like Slowking from what's it called? The Pokemon movie. The world will turn to ash.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
That was
number two.
Power of one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as long as this Slowbro can talk, then I'm fine with it.
Well, that's the one I think that they just remade, didn't they? I haven't watched it yet, but I think it goes to Netflix this week.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching the trailer for that. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of the trailer for that, have you guys seen the trailer for the remake of the first movie that's like full 3D animation?
That's yes, the one that I was talking about.
Great.
Yeah. The only slight complaint I have is it's like, obviously they can't use the original voice actors, but... that's it. That's the only complaint I really have about it. But it looks like it's frame for frame.
Pretty much. It looks great. Apparently, it broke records when it was aired in Japan or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're supposed to be getting it soon, I think. So.
I think isn't Pokemon like the highest the money company with the most money or something, or like the highest grossing company?
One of them, I think, because, like, if you think about it, Japan even has Pokemon trains, planes. They have that new amusement park. Like,
highest grossing companies.
Yeah.
Well, Walmart's number one because of the cheap child labor.
Combining the two together, I think that the, what is the new fighting Pokemon in?
Oh, shit.
Oh, is it the one in the DLC?
Oh. Urshifu?
Yeah, it's the new DLC one, right?
No, I think, it's in the game, isn't it?
No, that's a new DLC one. Oh, I think that could be a Pokemon or a Super Smash Brothers DLC character. But what I was going to say about Super Smash Brothers is with Nintendo on board, they're wanting to release characters that are coming out for their new games to try to, you know,
right.
get people to buy their games. You know, you're playing Super Smash Brothers, you buy the DLC, you're like, I've never seen this character before. I wonder what game they're from. Oh, I've never heard of this game before. Okay, let's get on board with that. So I think this guy is going to be definitely a DLC.
So looking at this guy, though, the beginner form is called Kubfu.
Yeah.
And then he evolves into Urshifu. But looking on Serebii, it says he's type classed as fighting dark type and fighting water type.
Yeah, because he can change. I think there's two different forms. There's like the striker form and then some other forms.
And then the fast strike, or what is it? I was just looking at it. The rapid strike style and the single strike style.
Yes. Yeah, but have we ever had a fighting water?
I don't think so. They finally exhausted the pun of firefighting. They can just move on. God.
Firefighting is just like enough.
Yeah, but that's funny that you mentioned that, Cole, about the Smash Bros. Fighters that way. Because, like, going back to Smash Bros. Brawl, like, who the fuck heard of Kid Icarus before Smash Bros. Brawl?
Yeah, that's right. But that's Sakurai's game. Sakurai created Kid Icarus.
Yeah, so, but now...
And he also created Kirby, so that's why we have, like, DDD and Meta Knight and...
Yeah.
Ike and Dark Ike, and or what's his... Not Ike. Pit.
Pit, yeah. Pit. So who do you think the other fighters would be, honestly?
Out of the Smash Bros., what are my guesses?
Yeah, because you were... Sorry, before we get to that, last time, like, over a year ago when we talked about Smash Bros. And when Ultimate was just announced, you guessed Ridley... You guessed Banjo-Kazooie, and you guessed somebody else that ended up in the game. So,
Who else? I can't remember who my other
guest
was.
I think I got you on Ridley, because you didn't think he would come, because you said he broke the mechanics.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's this massive character, right? Like, I mean, they did make him, he's big in it, but it was like, he's huge.
Yeah.
And they do need more bad guys, so I'm glad they added. Oh, King K. Rool was my other one.
Yeah.
I said King K. Rool, Banjo-Kazooie... And, then I said somebody else, and then, you said, Ridley there, Wilhelm.
I
miss calling you Wilhelm.
We had a good argument on, mechanics of the game.
Yeah, but I can't remember if I've said it yet, but I play the hell out of Banjo. I said if Banjo ever comes out, I'm gonna play him. I don't care how bad he is or how good he is, or it doesn't matter. I'm playing Banjo, and I friggin' love playing Banjo. Such a good mix-up. But that was my side note. Who do I think is going to be in this one?
Yeah.
I mean, they're adding so much right now. Like, the only reason I found this Fighter's Pass is because I saw a trailer for Thronebreakers on the Switch that came out, and I wanted to get Thronebreakers, The Witcher 3 Thronebreakers for Steam, and then I decided not to, and then I saw it came out for the Switch yesterday, so I was like, I think I'm going to buy it when I get home. So I got home, and I opened it up, and the first thing on the Play Store was the Smash Brothers Pass. So, I mean, they've added The Witcher 3 and Thronebreakers to the Switch, so they're adding so much stuff. So I think this might be the time that we do get Shovel Knight. There's been so many people being like, give us Shovel Knight, or else we will bury you, pun intended. So I honestly think that Shovel Knight will be in this new Fighter Pass.
That would be great. He has such a diverse moveset.
Yeah.
So, or he would have
a diverse
moveset.
Do they have any new games, like new IPs that they've recently come up with that they could introduce a character into Smash to maybe help boost that new IP?
Yeah, no, I got one. Will, what about if they added Axe into the game? He could just think everyone around a fucking circle.
Fuck off. Fuck off right there. I haven't even played that game. I looked at it, and then I like saw it on the store, and it's like, yeah, fight with logic. I'm like, how about no?
I knew that'd get Will all riled up.
What's Axe? What am I missing?
It's Game Freak's new game called fucking, what is it, Will?
I don't fucking remember.
But yeah, it's a game where you literally think monsters to death or some shit. I don't know. We haven't really checked it out because it sounds dumb.
Outmaneuver them or something.
I want to. That's hilarious. Is it on the Play Store already?
I think so. Yeah, I saw it show up. It's called Little Town Hero.
Oh, Little Town Hero. Yeah, I've seen that.
There we go. Yeah. Let me see. Game Freak announced the game under the working title of Town in September 2018. The company shared no further information. Yeah, and it came out in Japan on the 23rd. It's coming out for the PlayStation now in Japan.
Yeah.
This is interesting. When has Game Freak ever released anything on another console?
Well, that's the thing, too, is there's all these articles about Sekirai and the creator of, what's that walking simulator? The one where you deliver the packages that was going to win Game of the Year, and now I totally forgot what the name of it was.
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, that's right. How Sekirai loved playing Death Stranding, and he's like a huge... He played over like 400 PlayStation games in the last year, and he's like partnering with PlayStation for all of these things. So apparently we're going to get a bunch of PlayStation characters in Smash now.
Isn't he also friends with Kojima? Because that was how the whole thing came about, Solid Snake being in Smash.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's friends with him. And apparently he's like really getting into PlayStation. So, apparently they're going to be partnering up a little bit more.
Well, did you see, it wasn't yesterday, it was Friday, but PlayStation released a survey. Did you guys see that at all? It ended up on the news.
Maybe.
The survey was, how would you feel about remote play on the Switch?
Well, isn't the Switch already remote play but on its own?
PlayStation 4 remote play on the Switch.
Oh.
To be honest, I never use that remote play. I always turn it off. I find it, like, kind of... It can throw you off.
Mm-hmm. But can you imagine playing a PlayStation 4 game...
On the Switch? Yeah. Well, Will, I don't know if you've been listening to the podcast lately, but I told everybody that the only game I actually want to play on the new Xbox is Halo Infinite. And if they make that available in any sort of way, shape, or form in the future on PC, I'm not buying a Xbox at all. I'm just going to buy a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, I don't know what Microsoft's plans are. I think E3 this year will determine... what's going to happen for me. I'm actually way more excited for the PlayStation 5. I still am a huge Microsoft person, but they have to go back to their basics. They got to bring back some of their IPs. Like, if Fable launched with the next Xbox, sure, then I'll buy it.
Oh, man.
Fable would bring me back. With the Halo, then I have games to play. But right now, like, it's not looking good. And, like, I don't know if you guys saw PlayStation 5's first launch title is going to be Godfall.
absolutely.
Have you seen that at all?
I actually just saw the... Oh, no, sorry. Please the Gods is what I was thinking of.
No, look up Godfall. It was announced during the Video Game Awards.
We need Will back on the podcast. Will, we were talking about how we're like, oh, Will's our guy who does all the research and has, like, all of this stuff that we have no idea about that we could be missing. Oh, it's Gearbox.
Yeah, published by Gearbox. But this game looks great. This reminds me, it's a looter shooter RPG, and it kind of reminds me of, like, Borderlands, God of War, all in one.
Very mechanical. This guy looks like a furry. He's the main character.
Well, I think he's wearing a wolf mask. Not so much a metal. Yeah,
and it's actually a looter slasher, but based on a looter shooter concept.
Yeah.
So, cool stuff. Yeah. So that's something worth checking out.
That looks great. That's the first announced launch title.
This is for PlayStation. This looks like it would be like a PC game. If it's
I know, it looks great, doesn't it? There was actually, if you look it up, Godfall leaked. There was a actual gameplay. It's like 8 seconds long, and it shows it from the early test version of a year ago. And he's like, "It looks way better now." He's like, "No one was supposed to see this leaked version," and I was like, "Wow! Even now, it looks better than anything I've played."
Yeah, totally. Okay, so just wanted to plug us in the middle of the show. So visit our website, videogamesnow.ca, to find all of our content, including our YouTube videos, social media links, and the latest gaming news. After the show, leave a review on whatever you're listening to the show on to help spread the word about our gaming word of the week, which this week is face roll. What do you think that is, Cole?
Face roll? Is that like sushi you make with your face? Oh, no, it has to do with video gaming.
You like make sushi and then you cut it into rolls, and then the inside the rolls is just Mock's face just looking at you.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you have to like roll it with your nose. You got to put all the ingredients out with your mouth and then roll it up with your nose.
Yeah, standard sushi procedure. Like, yeah,
of course. I won't eat sushi unless it's made with somebody's mouth.
I'm gonna go off the thing, but I think it's something to do with like maybe a keyboard PC gaming.
Yeah, actually, you're right there, Will. It's a term that is
used... We need Will back on the podcast.
A term that's used to describe a boss encounter or class that's so easy you could literally roll your face on the keyboard and still win.
Oh. Damn. Oh. Look at you with the big brain, Will! That's awesome.
I wasn't sure, but I was like, I feel like I've heard this word before.
Yeah, so leave a review and spread the word about Face Roll. And finally, have you considered becoming a Video Games Now Patreon? As a Patreon, you get access to the podcast episodes one day earlier than everyone else, and you get discounts on VGN swag, which our shop should be up and running hopefully by Tuesday when this comes out. We have two new shirt designs, we'll put those up, and we'll advertise those on the Facebook page so you guys can see what they look like. And you guys can get exclusive stories and more. And also listen to the podcast live on Discord while we record it, like right now, anyways, yeah. Okay, so...
Yeah, we have our, Mr. Bridges. Mr. Bridges is our number one.
Yeah.
M. Bridges. I always thought it was Mr. Bridges. M. Bridges.
No, it's Matt Bridges. Hello, Matt. He's listing in his truck on the beach. He sent us a picture on, Discord.
I wish it was Mr. I'm gonna put a little R in there on my own. Mr. Bridges.
Where does this guy live if he's at the beach?
I don't know, but he sent us a podcast of him sitting in his truck looking at a beach, listening to our podcast. So thanks, Mr. Bridges. So
champion, right. Champion of men, right there.
That's how everyone should listen to the podcast: is in their truck on a beach.
On the beach.
Yeah.
I wish I could go to the beach.
If you're not on a beach, turn the podcast off right now. Go to your nearest beach.
Yeah.
Rodney, I'm leaving. I'm going to the beach.
All right.
Be like M. Bridges.
Oh, okay. Actually, a little off topic. So I was getting a pedicure done last week. Don't judge me. It was a wife idea.
Yeah, it feel good.
She kept talking about how nice my feet are. My wife was getting offended because she thought I had gross feet, but I don't. But anyways, so where Will's working right now is super haunted, and I was talking to the lady that was doing my pedicure thing or whatever the fuck, and I told her that, oh, apparently some bride was murdered in the Pink Palace where you're working, and she's like, I don't remember this. Like, she's lived here her whole life, and she's like 60. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it happened. It was, but she wasn't murdered. It was a suicide. Because she drowned in the bathtub.
Well, that's still
a murder. They don't report. They don't report suicides.
Okay, well, she used to work there, too, at the Pink Palace when it was actually operational. So she's like, I don't remember anything like that. So anyways, off topic. But yeah, that was a... Will has had some supernatural experiences in that hotel, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of things I don't really want to talk about, but I will
really?
Share a, I'll share a story, though. This one wasn't haunted, but I'll just show tell you how much of an asshole Mark is.
So, we all know that.
We don't need convincing of that.
Yeah, so we have these balloon lights, these white balloon lights. They're on C-stands. They're like $180 a week to rent. They're friggin' expensive, but they're our work lights. Now, when you turn them on, they blow up with air, right?
Okay.
Have you guys seen these at all?
Yeah, yeah. I think they're on, like, the construction machines at night and shit, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't work on shows that are expensive enough to afford balloons.
Too bad. Apparently, one of the days that I wasn't there, because I guess I left early or something, the liaison was telling me, and even Mark told me after, but they were up on the third floor just doing their final walkthrough before they left at 7, and Mark was with another new PA we have called Rusty. He's really good shit, but they were halfway down the hall, but it was really dark because LX and Setwire have taken all the lights out. So she's plugging in the light. Rusty hears the balloon filling up with air, so he screams. In turn, Mark looks at Rusty. Now he's screaming. Now they're both running down the hall. Krista, our liaison, sees these two grown men running at her, screaming. Now she's running down the stairs back to the door. But to get to the door, like, there's a doorway. Mark slams Rusty into the wall so he can make it through.
Oh, my God.
Now you know, like, Mark will sacrifice anyone.
Don't take Mark into the apocalypse with you.
No,
okay, copy that.
No,
getting slammed in anything would be terrible. Yeah. But by Mark, he weighs like 400 pounds.
Nice try.
I thought you were gonna say Mark like played a practical joke on this guy and like some sort of haunted thing, but no, that's. I just pictured Mark running down the hallway screaming like a little girl.
Oh, yeah, that's what Krista said. Rusty was like, ah! And Mark was like, ah! And I've heard Mark scream a couple times in this place when something scares him.
Oh, man.
And he was screaming in bros, like, bro!
Yeah, with, like, high-pitched girl voice.
All right.
But he's the type now you picture, like, a zombie apocalypse. All the zombies are running at you. He'd shoot you in the leg so you can't run.
And then he'd probably die of starvation because he doesn't know how to scavenge. Because he just eats protein and
protein
Cliff
shakes.
Bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Protein shakes and Cliff Bar. And when that's the first thing that'll run out in the apocalypse.
No, he'd fortify like Popeyes or GNC. It'd be the first place he'd go.
That's funny.
You know what? You just totally made Mark seem like the antagonized asshole in every movie. Like, if he had one bullet left and there was one zombie, one person, he would literally shoot the one person in the leg, like you said, and just run.
Yeah, he would.
Asshole.
And he could be here to defend himself, too. We do this from love, because we want Mark back on one more. At least one more, maybe 10 more podcasts.
I don't know, man. Everyone on our Twitter and our Discord are like, yeah, good thing Mark's the annoying older brother. We're glad he's gone.
Oh, that's really sad.
I've tried to bring him back, but every time like we try to book him, it's the same thing. Like, I ask him to go see a movie. He's like, I'm down. And then the movie comes and it's like, I'm just going to stay in today, man.
Yeah. And
or
play
no,
PS5.
He doesn't say, man, it's bro.
It's bro.
That's
yeah.
a cry for help.
Possibly. Well, he just moved in with his girlfriend. So that's a cry for help. Anyway, sorry. Okay, let's get back on track here with the Smash Brothers. So in this article from GameSpot, it says the Fighters Pass Volume 2 costs $30.
Yeah, they cost $40. $30 American, $40 Canadian.
Damn it.
Yay.
More money. It's a little steep, but...
But you get six, so that's... Well, if it was six fighters for $30, that's $5
a
fighter.
It's $7.99 a fighter.
That's
Canadian.
Not bad. That's okay.
Yeah.
And especially if they're releasing them at such small increments. Like, if they release them all at once, like, okay. Last night I bought, the night before I bought NHL 20, which I've been waiting until it's been on sale because I'm not paying full price for a game that's basically the same as last year.
You got it on Switch or you got it on Steam?
No, I got it on Xbox. Mm. So yeah, I've been playing that. It's okay. It's like literally exactly the same as 19. And that's what everyone's complaint was on the reviews. It's probably like one of the worst reviewed games on the Xbox store. It's got like 1 star.
Damn.
Yeah. Mm. So, but yeah, whatever.
Hopefully that'll turn it around rather than tank the series, yeah. You know? Like, hopefully they'll take a step back and be like, all right, let's make Cocky good again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure EA can afford to take a hit, you know, on one or two games, yeah. So
I want to go off topic in a little bit, so you guys cool with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, off topic of Smash? Yeah, definitely.
No, I'm just reading a funny article from the RCMP.
Okay. Oh my god.
We'll finish this first, and then we'll get into that, and then we'll get into our contest. Okay, so an increase from the first fighter pass, which was $25, but that pass included 5 fighters, while the second one will include 6. So it still represents an equivalent savings. Individual fighters have been priced at 6 apiece. Purchasing the fighter pass has also granted you a new Mii costume of the ancient soldier gear from The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And you can start using it immediately.
Mii's are... Who plays with Mii's?
Now, do you think $6 a person is a little much?
I will defend Smash Bros. In this way that, like I said, it takes a long time to create a character, especially one with like its own moveset. Like, look at Hero. I don't know if you guys have played anything recently, but Hero has like, they added like a whole new level of, you have to do item management with Hero. Like, he has like 40 different attacks underneath an item list. So you have to open the item list and pick the attack in order to do it, which is like, and they still make it like practical. Like, it's still really, even though you have to open up a menu and pick your attack, they still make it like fun and quick in the game. That must have taken a ton of work to add that in and to balance that. Like, I think Hero is definitely a $6 character. Like, none of these guys, I've actually never played Byleth, but all of these characters are kind of like, they're not really skins.
Yeah.
And they put a lot of work into it, especially to rebalance everything and to make the character from scratch. So I think in this particular case, I think $6 a character is.
Well, and also, like, they can't afford to pay all these people working on the things way past when the game's been released either, right? So.
Yeah. That's the whole point of DLC, is you have to add something that's actually worth. You know, you can't just add more of the game that was saved. It should be like an add-on of the game. That's why The Witcher is the perfect example of DLC, because their DLC was massive and like added to the game, which I feel like these fighters do because they put the work in.
So in terms of all video games, where do they draw the line on if it's DLC or too big to be DLC and it's just a sequel, essentially?
Well, that's kind of what Breath of the Wild did. Like, Breath of the Wild 2 was supposed to be a DLC, but they kind of, like, they were saying they got really excited about the storyline, and they were like, why don't we just make this the second game rather than a DLC? And that's how they started making the second one. So, Breath of the Wild 2 is where they draw the line.
But there's also really stupid DLC. Let's go back to Oblivion and Horse Armor, $15.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I agree. And then there's things like... what's it called? Battlefront, where the DLC was like 3 maps for $30.
Oh yeah,
that like 3 stupid maps. That could have been. There's only like, you know, 4 maps in the entire game, and if you want 3 more, you have to pay full price for it. Like, that's absurd.
Yeah, totally. That's probably why that game. Yeah. Got so much backlash. Oh, not only for that, but the microtransactions too were kind of ridiculous as well.
I hate how games have to advertise that they're not using micro. Like, I saw like Doom Eternal will have no microtransactions in it, and I'm like, is that really something that's become a part of video games now? Is you being like, oh, we don't have any microtransactions?
It's ridiculous. Because every game now has them, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. What was that game that said that they wouldn't... Oh, Sea of Thieves said that they wouldn't have any microtransactions. No microtransactions. We're not going to do it. Now they have microtransactions in it.
Yeah, I haven't even played Sea of Thieves in a while. Is that worth going back to?
I think it is. Like, I still am, like, I love Sea of Thieves. Like, I think it is a fantastic game, and so much has happened since I haven't played it, but just the amount of time it takes to play that game now, there's too much that has come out. Like, it's a full commitment, and
We don't have a life as it is, man.
I know, man. I worked yesterday for 12 hours, and I worked all week every day for like 18 hours. I'm exhausted. I almost missed the podcast. I almost slept in. Yeah.
So just jumping back to this article now. This is back to the fighters. Like the first one, we don't know the identities of the six fighters that will be added yet. Each character pact is listed individually as an estimated release date of December 31st, 2021, but it can't be purchased yet. It can only be pre-ordered. This is the season pass. This season pass was announced by game director Masahiro Sakurai. And he said all the fighters will be released by the end of 2021. We can expect it to follow a similar model to the first season's pass, with characters being revealed and released one at a time. Sakurai said during the presentation that he understands that players might feel and may have reservations about buying into a DLC pass without knowing the exact contents, and he would be grateful if fans understand why the characters aren't revealed just yet. Yeah, because they probably don't have them yet. Honestly.
Yeah, definitely. They're still definitely deciding and creating characters, but I think this is a fun way. Like, I mean, I'm out of the original pass, like I love playing Banjo-Kazooie. I really like playing Hero. I don't play Joker, but I know that people like Joker, and he's kind of a higher tier thing, so I think we had a good run. Even Terry, I can't say anything about Bible yet, but I think they did good for the first pass.
So here's another question about Smash Bros. So Sakurai said before that this Smash Bros. Ultimate is what he envisioned from the beginning, like from the first Smash Brothers. So, And now they're doing DLC that's lasting up to 2021. I don't think there will be a new Smash Bros., really.
No, he. It was kind of like the last one was supposed to be the last one. But I think this might be his last run at Smash Bros. Because the technology is there to add all these fighters, and with how much stuff they're adding onto the Switch and how much thing that's coming out, I mean, there's only so much you can really do. What the hell are you going to do with another Smash Bros. That's going to come out in like
3-4 years? Yeah,
exactly. I want to see, like, Sakurai spent his entire life giving us Smash Bros. I think, I mean, like I said, he created Kid Icarus, he created Kirby. I want him to go back to doing something original. You know what I mean? Like, I want him to get back into maybe, it's exhausting making only Smash Bros. Games for like 20 years. Let him make something else.
Yeah, totally. And
let him go make PlayStation games now.
Yeah, that's probably what he's lining up to do. Yeah, but I think this is probably the last Smash Bros. Because like the only thing that you kind of get with new Smash Bros. Is like a slightly like a new single player experience, kind of. Like, there's classic mode and all those kind of things, but like I can't remember what the mode's called with all the where you go the
All Star mode.
No.
All Star.
The big map that you walk around on Smash Bros. Whatever that's
Subspace
called.
Subspace was the one for Brawl. What the heck is this one called? Why can't I remember? Oh, Adventure Mode.
So yeah, the Adventure Mode's pretty fun, but I did like the Subspace Emissary.
I did too.
Like kind of like a narrative, like single player.
I liked it way better than I liked Adventure Mode.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, 100%. Adventure Mode kind of got stale to me because it's just like, I kind of liked in Subspace when you could do like you could do the maze, or they had like Target Break, or you know, like there was these fun things to break it up, and it was like leading to a story. I feel like this is just like, go to this circle, fight this person. Go to this circle, fight this person. Go to this person, fight this circle.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so maybe in this, like, in the future DLC, they could release like a new single player experience. I don't even know
what
I want.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Could they not do like DLC that only give us new maps or new modes or something like that, other than just fighters?
Yeah, you know what I find that with Smash Bros. Is like I run like on all of them that you just run out of things to do. Like you can only play, especially when you're by yourself. Like you can only play all the modes so many times until you're like, okay, I'm kind of done.
It's definitely a party game. Like, if I had, like, I'm married, I live with my wife, obviously, but if I had, like, had a roommate, or if I had a group of people who were close by, I'd be playing Smash, like, all the time. Like, I went over to my buddy's house and we played D&D. We played a one-off D&D campaign. After we finished it, we were like, let's play Smash. We played Smash for, like, 6 hours, and there was, you know, five of us, so I would play it all the time. But, yeah, when you're on your own, it's, like, there's only so many times you can decimate level 9 mm-hmm. CPUs before.
Yep. I think a lot of games are kind of like that now, and I don't mean to change the subject, but do you guys also find, like, the new games, a lot of the companies are just pushing games that are more party-based, and to play by yourself, they just lose its steam?
Yeah, I also think our attention span is a little bit
down.
Short. I mean, it's extremely cut down as well. But, I mean, like, Pokemon Sword and Shield, like, you can obviously play that by yourself, but they add things so that hopefully if you add something that you need to play with somebody else, you're hopefully getting two copies of the game. You know, hey, I bought Pokemon, we can camp together, you should buy it. Oh, okay, definitely. You know, they want to add that thing so that when you buy it, you will tell your friend to buy it so that you can play together. That's why all these games have, like, a Super Smash Brothers is obviously an exception because it's literally a party game, but I'm talking about, like, single player games that have a multiplayer perspective in it.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we move on to Will's RCMP story, and then we'll move on to the contest.
So apparently the Nova Scotia RCMP say several adults and children in the area of Escassoni, Nova Scotia sought medical treatment after consuming a cake that is suspected to have been laced with THC.
Oh my God.
A psychoactive component of cannabis. RCMP says the incident occurred at school 30 minutes south of Sydney, Nova Scotia on 31st of January. The school board is investigating a family for edible cannabis believed to be put in their molasses cake.
Jeepers. And then the kids brought the cake to school and gave it to their friends?
And the parents and stuff like that, because apparently this cake was served at the Escassoni Immersion School's midwinter feast.
Oh my God. I wonder if somebody was playing a ruse, or if they, like, accidentally forgot that they had, like, you know, the ingredient infused with the edibles.
Yeah, it's just the way RCMP, like, say things, though. It's just freaking THC. Like, it's going to wear off. And it says here, if you have digested food from this event or brought home food from this event, you should seek medical attention if necessary. If you have food from this event in your possession, please destroy it immediately.
Destroy it! Throw it into the fire!
The Mounties are investigating the incident and ask that anyone who is still ill, please seek medical treatment, or if not, call them. I'm like, man, like, it only lasts for a couple hours, and then
you're good. I was going to say, probably kids in Nova Scotia are smoking weed at a young, young age.
Yeah, look at Brian.
Look at Brian. He's like 12, no, he's 28, but he's been smoking weed for his whole life.
Well, Brian acts 12.
True.
That's funny. Will, that's something you would do. You'd, like, hide a fucking gummy bear leg in there somewhere.
Not at school, though. I do that to my friends.
Yeah, well, I think what happened in that whole thing was that they made it for themselves. Like, their parents made a cake for themselves, and then their kid's like, oh, I'm gonna take this to the fucking bake sale. And then the parents are like, where are fucking super awesome weed cake?
Where's our cake? As their kid's, like, taking another slice of it. Damn, this cake makes me feel good.
And it was a total, like, just winging it type of moment. Like, we're going to make a weed cake. It's going to be great. And they put so much weed in there. Just so much. Yeah.
I was talking to Boris, and apparently they did Secret Santa for the office.
Oh, yeah?
And he knows where it came from, so I've already asked for some myself. But apparently, he got cotton candy.
Oh, from Jessica?
Weed cotton
candy? No, from Andrea and Colton.
But ultimately from Jessica and her husband who makes weed stuff?
No, it's from this guy who owns a little shop in Surrey.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't say on the bag. Boris told me that how much it is in like how many milligrams.
Yep.
So he had a little bit. Then he's like, I didn't feel anything. So he had a bit more. And then sure enough, half the bag was gone. And funny thing is, he's watching Harry Potter with his girlfriend. Yeah.
So, magic is real. Magic is real.
No. Well, I wish. But apparently he told me, and there's a video. I want to see it, but he won't let me. It all kicks in really fast. And he's now standing in the kitchen, staring at the TV, holding, having a death grip on the counter because he thinks he's going to float away.
Jeez. Well, it does hit you all
here
once.
First, on video games now, do drugs, kids.
Yeah, do drugs. Yeah. Well, I've told the story before about when Will
do
gave
drugs
me...
drugs while playing games.
Well, yeah. Say yes to drugs.
Now I gotta, games. Now I got to alter with the new shirt design. But anyways, yeah, Will... Will gave me a gummy bear leg for a rap party. Yeah, for a rap party we were going to for whatever show that was, Magician Season 4. And that hit me all. That hit me mid sentence, in the middle of a story. Like it just fucking hit me so hard, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna kill Will. Holy fuck!
I got some stronger things for you. I want you to try now too.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Oh, you can. We'll get you to do them when you're at home, though.
Yeah. Okay,
not
well,
out in a group of people.
Yeah, totally. Okay, anyways, let's get to the contest now. I'm sure everyone's been waiting for that. Okay, so we're looking for a new name for our, we'll call it our gaming squad.
Gaming squad.
So there's a bunch of good names here, so we'll just read them off and kind of talk about each one if we have to. So this one's from Justin, Team Dark Phoenix. Which I'm pretty sure we'll get sued for, right, Will?
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking at the top and going down? I was talking at the bottom and going up.
Well, it's the top down for
you're
me.
You're a weird person, Cole.
Yeah.
Why not? It's like a 10 to 1 list.
Well, do you read a book from the back page?
No, but like when you're reading a list, you go down to the...
Well, these are...
I don't know.
These
I'm dyslexic.
These aren't in any back. Specific order.
All right, fine. Let's start at the top.
Yeah. So oh, I have,
Dark getting sued, Phoenix.
Yeah, and not only would we
Did
get
somebody
sued.
Somebody just give it a thumbs up right now.
Yeah.
No.
Wasn't me. It was probably Will.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, someone gave it a thumbs up from Video Games Now. So I don't know who that was.
Oh, I think that was me.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. Not only would we be sued, but we'd be sued by fucking Disney, and. For after working in the film business and working on Disney shows, and I'm going to work on another one shortly, Disney Legal are a bunch of criminals.
They don't care.
Yeah. They,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They would tear us apart.
Mickey Mouse is going to be ruling the world in a couple of years. Like, I think World War III or the coronavirus is going to take us out. No, it's going to be Mickey Mouse.
You sure? Yeah. I think it's going to be Baby Yoda.
Oh, God. I haven't seen anything about Baby Yoda in a long time. Baby Yoda's kind of died out.
Good. I think World War III is going to be Google versus Disney about controlling the digital internet.
And Google's been controlling the digital internet forever. At this point, I'm like, yeah, sure, sell my information to Amazon so that they tell me what I want to buy that I didn't know I wanted to buy before.
Yeah.
I think that's how we're going to get separated. Like Canada and like US are no longer going to be there. We're just going to be companies, corporate.
Capitalism.
North America will be Google.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, so probably not going to choose Team Dark Phoenix because I don't want to get sued by Disney.
Yeah.
But next one is from Joshua. We have who's been on the podcast before. We has Resource Farming Inc.,
which is hilarious. I laughed. I wish I would have waited to the podcast to actually read it to get my reaction, but I laughed my ass off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, the next one's from Jared, called Aqua Thieves, Pokemon and Sea of Thieves related. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's
funny. I do like the thieves.
Yeah.
I do like the Aqua Thieves. Like, it's kind of funny. It sounds like we're, like, stealing bottles of water or something.
Dasani Thieves.
Yeah, right. I didn't read the Pokemon and Sea of Thieves related before. Like, Aqua Thieves, I was like, oh, that's cool. But now that I see that it's Pokemon and Sea of Thieves, I think that's kind of, like, I like it even more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could feel like could mash those together. You see a thieves, but you have your Pokemon. You fight in the water. That's kind of a cool.
So Justin has probably 60% of the guesses on here. So this is probably the best one. Team Adimadimp Gaming.
There it is.
Yeah. There's another lawsuit.
It's just got Adimadimp's face on my chest. Just looking at people like,
man, I wouldn't even be able to, like, I'd still want to start streaming. If I was wearing that and I'm looking at myself in the camera, I'd be like, yeah, no.
if it was Grimmsnarl, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Man, Grimmsnarl looks fucking so scary when you're fighting him and he Gigamaxes or Gigantamaxes. It's like, what the fuck?
Grimmsnarl? I looked it up before. I just...
Grimmsnarl.
Grimmsnarl.
I think, yeah.
I sent that picture on the Discord with the Gigamax version of him.
You did,
That looks like the last boss
I still remember when I first introduced Rodney into Impidimp.
In episode
80. We did that on
80.
The Christmas special, or the New Year's.
Yeah, we did a recap of the best moments of last year, and that was one of them.
You just couldn't stop laughing.
That was episode 80 of the podcast, if you guys want to go listen to that.
Broke Rodney.
you broke me. So, next one is from Justin still. Bro Logic Gaming. And Will mentioned that we might get sued by Logic Gaming. But we like the bro part.
But we do like the bro.
Yeah, we like the bro part.
Mark would vote on that.
I know.
It'd be Bro Phoenix Gaming.
Bro Dark Phoenix, yeah.
Then we get sued by Disney and Logic Gaming.
And then we'll just step out and then they'll sue each other and it'll be great. But no, I think... if it was
Team Bro
anything.
Gaming.
Yeah.
Team Bro Gaming.
Team Bro Phoenix. It's literally Mark's face on a Phoenix.
It should be Bro Logic's Gaining.
Yeah.
Get those gains in, bro.
Alright, so next one from Justin is Arknights, which I'm digging.
That one's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Arknights, like, is it in relation to a game? Like,
it could be, could be,
because I mean I play a lot of Ark, but I don't think I really talked about Ark a whole lot on the podcast.
I wonder if we could use the same color scheme as the Ark logo, but like as a knight, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you mean, like Ark, like the game Ark.
Yeah, like the game Ark, the logo of it has like the yellow, red, and blue kind of.
Hold on 1 second. I bought the special edition for Xbox. Like, I bought like the box set that came with the hardback paper book, and it also came with a necklace of the logo. I'm just gonna grab it.
Okay.
I'm just looking up if anyone else has that name right now.
Yeah, that seems like a name that somebody else would have for sure.
Major League.
Yeah, it's an A with the red, green, and blue.
Yeah. So like using that color scheme for our logo would be kind of cool, actually. Yeah.
I think we're safe on that one. I don't see anything. We might have to take a look at trademarks, though.
So. Yeah, for sure. Okay, the next two are from Corey R. He guessed Holopixel Gaming. And I like that
one. I like that one, too. Somebody, who was it that, was it you, Rodney? They said you wanted it to say something else, Pixel Gaming?
I said
Break Pixel? Broken Pixel.
Broken Pixel, yeah.
Broken Pixel Gaming?
Yeah.
I do like Hollow. That's kind of like, it makes you think, you know?
Hollow Aqua Thieves. Boom.
Hollow Aqua. We're not that, what's the opposite of Hollow?
Hollow Bro Gaming.
Holla at your bro gaining.
Bro Hollow Gaming.
Oh my God.
All right. So the next one from Corey is Silver Rupee Gaming. That's unique.
It's unique, but it just doesn't roll off your tongue.
But Silver Rupees from Legend of Zelda, right? That's 100. It is the 100?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool, though. I do like that. It's definitely unique.
All right, so now we're back to the Justin guesses. We have Gamers Are Us. So that opens up a can of multiple crossovers here. Bro Gamers Are Us.
I don't like the RS. I'm giving that a thumbs down.
All right.
Babies RS? Oh, wait.
Okay. Slightly off topic. We got to speed up slightly here because I have to get off soon. But I was looking at jobs on Indeed, which is like jobs no one ever fucking wants to work at, like an assistant manager in Toys R Us. Like, who the fuck would do that?
You?
No.
Yeah, I'd say Rodney. I can't. If somebody said, "Hey, who do you know any good assistant managers for Toys R Us?" I'd say Rodney.
Yeah, I can't stand other people's kids. So
it's different when it's yours.
Yeah. Well, you're stuck with them, so you're like, okay, fucking Christ. All right. Anyways, moving on here to Justin's next guest, which is, I think, my favorite, Warlord Games, or Gamers. Warlord Gamers.
Warlord Gamers.
You're being annoying, dog. Go away.
My dog's being annoying. It wants me to throw the toy, but I'm trying to talk on a video games podcast.
Since I'm a wizard, I'd say Warlock Gaming's instead of Warlord.
Yeah.
But Warlock goes against my wizardry.
Warlord Bro Gamers?
Hollow Lord Gamers.
What if we just... Yeah, yeah. I was going to say we just take the first word of every answer on here and put it together. Yeah.
The first one is Rat. Oh, no. I was going to say Resource Aqua Team.
There is two different companies with Warlord Games, though.
That's too bad. Mm. Bro Lord. How about that? Bro Lord Gamers.
Bro Lord.
Mark, what would your emblem even be for that?
It'd be like a fist pump, obviously. Because that's bro.
But that's PewDiePie's thing with the fist pump, so you wouldn't be able to take that.
Okay. It'd be like fists crossed over like an X. I don't know. We'd figure something out.
Why don't we just... Hey, Cole, we'll just do a docking emblem.
Oh, you mean docking like... Did we talk about docking on the podcast? I feel like we did.
I don't think we should. I kind of...
That's, yeah. That's the biggest bro move. That's the biggest fist bump you can give another bro.
If you don't know what docking is, look it up. But
oh my god, that's even worse.
Not safe for work.
You're sending kids out to look at their own rather than us just telling them. That's like,
well, we're no longer PG. Blue waffle.
Go look it up.
Yeah, but I'd rather not talk about it. I had told I told my boss what that was, and she was pretty fucking disturbed. Anyways, not safe for work. You've been warned. Okay, so the last one from Justin was VGN Fraggers.
What? Where's VGN Fraggers? I don't see that at all.
Oh, it's on here. But there's what? One more. There's one more. There's one more from Joshua called Game
Yeah, but where's VGN Fraggers?
Oh, I have it here.
Oh,
I don't see it.
So yeah, the last one is Game Breakers. So VGN Fraggers and Game Breakers, and Game Breakers is from Joshua. What do you think? What do you think of those?
Interesting.
Yeah, I like Game Breakers.
I like
Game Breakers and Resource Farming is both good, really good guesses.
I'm going to take a... And there's so many things here. We got a Logic Games.
I want to mix some of these up because I think mixing some of these up would be interesting for sure.
Yeah, we kind of got to decide like just as an example, you know, like if we went with, let's say, like Aqua Thieves... People would be like, oh, what does Aqua Thieves stand for? You know, like there's some that are like, nobody's going to ask what Bro Logic Gaming stands for. So it depends on, or nobody's going to ask what Silver Rupee Gaming stands for. So there's either going to be like, there's the game that's like obvious and people are going to be like, oh, I know what that is. Or there's going to be the one that's obscure where people are going to be like, give us the meaning behind your name. So we have to decide.
What about VGN Arknights?
Yeah, well, didn't you say that one had like mostly or other people had that name? Or no, Warlord
I
Games.
I can't find it. Yeah, Warlord has someone, but I don't see anything Arknight trademark. Let's see.
Arknight trademark. All right. So we like Arknight.
I got Mark Knight.
Mark Knight.
There's a
Mark Knight is a directed medical project at Rowan Islands.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I think we're safe. Those are two different things.
Knight right. for the Dawn. Oh, this is a game? Oh, man. I thought this was like an actual medical facility, but it's a video game.
Is it called Arknight?
It's called Ark Knight. Like, it's called ARKNIGHTS. Like, it's not, like, separate. There's one K, and it's the words combined together, which is actually a cool idea. If they hadn't have done that already, I was like, we should have done that.
So I think our name should be Team Adibadib Bros.
Done.
No.
Gaining. Team Adibadib Bros gaining.
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay. This is a tough choice. Most of these are pretty good. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get it down to three. Rodney, pick your top one. We'll pick your top one, and I'll pick my top one, and then we'll go from there, kind of thing.
Sure. And then we'll mix and match.
Was there not a Logic? I swore there was Logic Gaming.
I think there was.
Yeah,
two.
Logic Gaming is a game.
Well, no, like, I think it's an MLG team.
I don't have them.
Or maybe Logic. Logic Gaming.
Logic is an American esports organization. Oh.
Did you find them?
No, I didn't find the video game. Oh.
Are they esports?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Logic Gaming is one.
Counter Logic.
Yeah, so maybe we should just avoid Logic.
Logic Gaming.
Yeah, I mean, if it's already out there, it just sounds like you're piggybacking off something else. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You want to keep it original. That was my only fear of, like, I'm glad that we're letting the listeners pick the name, but at the same time, you're kind of like, you want to be something unique that represents you know?
Yeah, totally.
So,
Okay, so my top one is probably... I know Will's gonna pick HoloPixel Gaming.
Mm.
Okay, maybe not from that reaction. I like Ark Knights personally.
You like Ark Knights?
Yep.
What about you, Mr. Will?
I don't know. I'm kind of trying to put a couple of them together.
What if you pick your favorite one and then we can add to it from there?
Yeah.
I think resource farming is actually, like, hilarious, but it's also, you know, we play, like Roddy and I have been playing,
Echo.
I like how we always say Echo, but it's Eco, lately. And, you know, that's a resource farming game, like, and I think people go into esports and they're like, oh, we're trying to be cool by being, like, Bro Logic Gaming is our team. But I think resource farming incorporated is really funny. So I think that or Aqua Thieves are my two favorite. But I think Aqua Thieves is easier to mix and match if we're going to do a mix and match.
I think we could do something with Logic. We just have to be careful. But I'm going to go with Ark Knights.
All right,
you guys
so
are both going with Ark Knights?
Ark Knights, yeah. So Ark Knight resource farming.
No, yeah. We don't have to mash resource farming in there.
I'm kind of leaning toward Arc Logic Gaming, ALG.
Leg.
Ooh, Arc Logic Gaming. All right, I'm done with that.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, Cole, what do you think?
Both of those are Justin names.
Well, there's only like three people that guessed, so we'll just give them all fucking shirts. Who cares?
Four people, I guess.
Is it four people?
One, two, three, four. Yeah. Justin, so. Joshua, Jared. All the J's coming out to represent. And Corey.
And Corey.
Corey's shaking it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Justin, Joshua, Jared, Corey.
Totally. Yeah. We'll just give them all four of them shirts. Why not?
Hey, thanks, guys. This is what you get for participating. I was going to try to say it before we did this, but we recently opened up an Echo server. Or an eco server, and we've been playing with a couple different people, and one guy we played with is Speed Geek, and I was just, Rodney left, and it was just me and Speed Geek playing, and he was talking about how he drives cab in New York, and he listens to the podcast while he's driving around in his cab, and just giving me, like, a cool life story, and I was like, this guy's dope, and I'm really glad we got to just, like, play games with us, so I really, like, if you guys ever want to play games with us, do it, because we want to hear from you guys, and while we're still relatively small, I mean, some people make it huge, and mm-hmm. you know, some people stay the same level. But while we're here, come hang out with us when we're playing games and on the Discord and stuff, because you know, we get some cool things. So yeah,
that's we have our gamer IDs on the website, don't we?
Yeah, they're in the About Us section.
Okay. The only thing I ask is if anyone adds me on Xbox, PlayStation, or whatnot, just send a message like, a listener of VGN.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So we're going with Arc Logic Gaming.
ALG, baby.
ALG. All right, cool.
That hits close to home for me because I'm lagging all the time. Even I got new internet, Will, and it's still, I mean, it's better, but it's still not fantastic.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, so yeah, that wraps up our contest. So this is episode 100 of the podcast. So thanks a lot for sticking with us for all these years. And today's actually the second anniversary of our show. February 3rd, 2018 was our first episode. So
you planned this, Rodney?
I planned this.
I feel old.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if Will couldn't make it today, I was going to say we should have done episode 101 and then just kept going up from like 102, 103 until Will could have made it and then gone back and done the 100th episode.
Yeah. Totally. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Video Games Now podcast. Leave a review on whatever you're listening to the show on, and then jump on our social media pages and let us know what you thought of the show. And like Cole said, jump on our Discord and join the fun. There's lots of people on there now.
Get in on the Echo. Yeah, we only got 10 days left to save our world, and we're struggling. Yeah, I think we're at day 17 right now, so I think we got 13 days left.
Oh, you guys are screwed.
Yeah,
We've hit the Iron Age. Han has got a ton of iron going, and I've got a bunch of lumber, so I'm building all these lumber buildings, but okay. We're going to need...
I'll jump in tonight, and I'll play tonight with you.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, we look forward to hearing from you guys, and we'll be back next week with a great episode of the Video Games Now podcast, and until then, we'll see you all on the next one. Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye.
Yeah, Will's not going to join us for a while, so bye, Will.
I might.
Bye, Will. I'm getting exhausted being your replacement. Rodney's only so much I can handle. JK, love you, Rodney.
It's okay. You're more. I can handle you way up more often than Mark.
Aha.
All right. Okay. See you later, everybody.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.